Blog Talk Radio.
I'm over.
overweight rappers fat to death. Obese when these beats catch wind of my breath. And yes, you ain't heard, you still rocking with the best. I just say y'all should taking the guess. Not jeans, my dear, you ain't worthy to breathe my air. I'm stand tall in the pair I wear. Am I making it clear? I'm the best to lay his head around here. And no, I'm not the heir pair to whoever.
They never could outkid us. Fitters try to think fast, but never could outwit us. The only thing that they could ever do is outfit us. When clothes fit strings, I'm playing Rick James. Fuck your couch, nigga. I'm coming out with a bang. Straight tape to a knife with no middle, man. Everybody at the label asking, will it bang? I say, chill, just take a Percocet or Ritalin. Now let my people sing. 10 G's a show.
Wildin' out with pretty Tony and O.
Now let me hear it. Come on.
We make them wanna say it again. Yeah, we make them wanna say it again.
Beat from Mr. Doubtin.
Fresh jeans, fresh clothes and outfit.
Let me hear it. We make them wanna say it again. We make them wanna say it again. Check it out. I got so many rhymes, many styles to go with. Am I competition all the while? Be hoping that I quit bringing the pain like ibuprofen. I can't, dog. Can't you see that the crowd is open? I mean, mouths is open, hands in the air, just so aroused and focused. This is the movement, nigga. It's bigger than showbiz. This is how I live it. I love hip hop. I just hate the niggas in it.
It's like I'm just another nigga rocking the mic. That's where you're above average. And take that however you like. However, despite I'm left to right. So my forearm get all tight and my fingers start cramping up. Pose amping up. I'm standing what y'all niggas ain't mad enough. Chill, agitating like dandruff. I ain't talking all tough, but the people keep saying big trucks and wheels.
Dominican broad just cooking my meals. We make them wanna say it again. We make them wanna say it again. Get out the phone. Niggas copy my style.
Bitch, don't walk it down the aisle.
Sing it first.
Yo, they begging for a taste of it. Get a plate, grab a cup or something. My nigga, stop fronting. On the mission, dude, still hunting. So stay out my way, act like you want some.
Yo, my girl's a grown woman who ain't trying to get her eagle on. She rather be in the bed getting her kegel on. In and out, working the walls when the heat is on. Like Mary J or Tweet is on. I sing along. Fresh clothes and cribs. One more time.
Give me the salad, pass knife to ribs.
Come on, phone it.
I'm making you say it again.
Bring it back.
Getting what's finally mine.
Yeah, style relief, cause we finally signed.
Oh,
yeah, come on, come on.
We make them wanna say it again. Yeah, we make them wanna say it again.
Yo, say it one more time for that girl named Pam Graham on some black sheep shit. She got me saying, damn, damn. One more time for my nigga named Pretty Tony. They always come through with the whole the one and only. Yeah.
You make me wanna say it again.
Check
it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're gonna be right back with more of the Minstrel Show right after this commercial break.
Black shampoo, need more shampoo to pour. Before the warlords are battling Charlene for slang game figures, figure. Wood dig the pigeon toe wall, got mud pigs behind me. Me, bad 200, the horse face hood. Never hit the wall, hit the alpha gun. Alpha gun.
Truck turner, Eiffel Tower with solar burners. The burglar lover better to really make you a learner with a low bin. And a whole cooking cracked out soul. We stubbing up that boogie gumbo. From the back side of that rack where zombies get left at. I'm on a deep train headed to Kingsbridge where kings live. Bury the crowns in the crooked out soil. We loyal to the renegades. Pulling out that semi-stage.
Take a train to Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Town. On Chattanooga Street, we boogieing and bombing down. BDP5C, now welcome to the lower YC, NYC. Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Town. On Chattanooga Street, we boogieing and bombing down. BDP5C, now welcome to the lower YC, NYC.
Take a train to happy time.
for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never tried to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she see me switching women, poppers on some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love her. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where it's that. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. This for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. For niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. This morning I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kid. She's on Twitter, I know she ain't gon' post no pic of herself underdressed. No inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she asked. Said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on her dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her from private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talent. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players is balance heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back, he makes us have precious little girls. This for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand, it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind his door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
You gotta be kidding. 500. Who do you think we are? Bag of channels? The going rate on a boat is 1,000 a night, man. Do you know that?
Burrs, you gotta work your way up to 500, querido.
Okay, what I did for you guys in Freedom Town, what was that?
Return of the kitchen kid with the axe. All I know is real detail. Coke, lasagna, and the details. $1 million merchandise we on. Get your groove back. 100 Yukons. We all moving crack. All my soldiers got big rank, Paul. Sicily money. I had a bitch that got pregnant in Iraq. What's the movement? Superman money in the ooh building. A few dudes who make a lot of rules saying you get it right. Wavy hair. All my niggas is polite. You stay off the roof for Jake see the friends. No snitching. This Amityville detention. Might fuck around. Get caught or shot down. Play position. Yeah, here they come. Sizing them up. You know my status. This is Rawway. Looking in his eyes and he butt. Yo, what's happening? I heard you got the streets back, Captain. Yup, all niggas is dead. Unless they team clapping something. He felt the general's plan, recognized you going all out. I might throw three in his man. Had the slick look, looking all cubed up. Don't get it twisted, nigga, we a Swiss miss you up. What? Later on, late night, recognize we gotta re-up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link
2,
motherfuckers.
Oh, listen, pay attention, word to the team, we gon' key up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfuckers.
The birds all playground, yo, stay out my business, you won't see us.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfuckers.
I'm on a real cash rule, everything around me, nigga, get your see up.
Yo, it's Cuban.
Kids that endorse Max Mara, shorty show support. Take your sweatpants off, fix your mascara. 419 ounces, out in Long Island. 12 strong bitches that's real, who not scared of housing. Yes, throwing the raccoon, chinchilla feathers, let it drag on my boots. The jeans burnt leather, jog through the back of the building. Drop the L, got the scope on your nosy ass mother. Fucking up sales, 40 karat lockman. Both sides chilling at the Democratic Party, your chest. The coke got it popping, coming soon. Purple tape, circle up the city, let them know I'm back. 400 bricks, and up the kids staying. Sponsored by my cousins and staying. Maintaining, got the corporate Tony Young Montana, my son campaigning. Yup, I'm not no fucking bellboy, I wore anything out there. The ring is mine, you can tell, Roy. That's when I was hit with the call. Your whole motto is to get tall. Drug rap only, you will rip all. Live like the Pope and get a big haul. Flip the McLaren, the front like the Jag, back like the store.
All day, the morning, night, recognize we gotta be up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
All listen, pay attention, word to the team, we gon' be up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
It's the Birds playground, yo, stay out my business, you won't see us.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
I'm on the real cash rule, everything around me, niggas, get your feet up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
Yeah, we back in the motherfucking staircase, nigga. You know that kid is coming, Cuban Links, nigga.
Yeah, Fish Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
What's going on, Seed?
I can't call it, man. You know, it's been a crazy week, crazy day.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week and in music and just hip-hop and everything. Lots of things happened. That whole jump off with Nicki Minaj and Hot 97. Yeah. Erykah Badu released a new video.
Wow.
You get to check that out.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet.
It's crazy. It's along the same lines as the video she did for Window Seat.
So basically, I need to see this video.
You have to see this. You must see it. Everyone's talking about it. So I think what, you know, her plan was to have people talk about it, of course, and everybody is. So, you know, that's going on. Your girl Lauryn Hill owes some money to Uncle Sam.
Oh, God.
You know? It's a little crazy. Oh, and 2 Chainz was commentating on ESPN this week on the Spurs and the Okies. Yes, he was. Yes, indeed. Hip hop is all over the place. What can you do?
Yeah, all the time. That's all the time. Hip hop,
you know?
Rebellious. You know. Tonight, you know, the Celtics play at the Heat. In game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, we got Pacquiao fighting homie tonight. What's his name?
Timothy Bradley.
You know, I got Pacquiao winning, and I got the Celtics winning. I'm a Celtics fan. I've been a Celtics fan since I was young. You know, like a lot of people, they used to shit on this season they shitted on the Celtics. You know, they are at the beginning of the year. Now look, you know what I'm saying? But I will no longer be a Celtics fan next year. You know, so
no.
I know my Celtics will win the ring for me this year. No, I can't.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's getting the team. Gotta go there.
Yeah, I'm gonna admit, like, I didn't think that the Celtics were gonna be so tough. I underestimated, and I'm a backtrack. I'm sorry. I should have.
A lot of wisdom on that team. It's smart players.
It's so much wisdom, exactly.
Yeah,
I was telling somebody the other day, like, you know, that's like you going with new school hip hop and just going against old school. Like, nah, fuck it, I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
Old school shit. Get your mind out that old school. And I was like, you can't turn your back on the old school. You can't.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
The OGs that started it all. I mean, they whip their ass.
Yeah, they are. And you know what? I wouldn't be mad. I actually wouldn't be mad to see LeBron get a ring. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not the biggest fan of his, but he gets busy. You know, he deserves it. You know,
he deserves it. You know.
But you know, later for all that.
Because tonight,
But hold on, before we even go there, I want to say congratulations to you for your show, Bodega
you.
Fresh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, it did very well. Shout out to you.
You
know, Bodega Fresh, y'all check Nadine out. She's on every first and third. Is that the
Sundays.
First and third?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday of the month. So, you know,
that's
we had
right.
one last Sunday, so tomorrow there's no show. Next Sunday, y'all tune into Nadine's show, the independent show. You know, they play a lot of the dope shit that we play. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, check it out,
that's
man.
A lot of the dope shit that's out from indie artists, you know. It's
right,
going to be Father's
right.
Day, so, you know, I'm going to have a little something special for the fathers as well.
Right.
Hello,
right.
fathers.
Yeah, to the fathers, you know, and shout to Poetic Design Radio, MCMI Report Radio, Tell All Radio,
that's right,
Push Shot Radio, you know, it's coming along, y'all, you know, we getting it, Six Man Radio, but tonight on Six Man Radio, it's our honor, you know, to welcome Ninth Wonder. To the
mm-hmm.
show. Ninth Wonder's a beast. If y'all don't know who Ninth Wonder is, you're bugging out, man. Well,
exactly.
we're gonna bring y'all up to speed tonight. If you don't know who he is, he did a lot of shit, man. He did Is She the Reason for Destiny Child. He did Girl
mm-hmm.
for Destiny Child. That's on the R&B side of things to give y'all an idea. If you
right.
got some problems comprehending. You know,
right.
that's the R&B side. Hip hop side, he did a threat joint from Jay-Z on the Black
yeah.
album. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? He's with Lil Brother. And, you know, the boy's a beast, man. He's gonna tell us all about, you know, what he got popping and all that. And also, we got Anthony Marshall and hopefully Danny Castro from the world famous Lyricist Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop head, you know what time it is with them.
Yeah,
and,
they're celebrating their 20th. Year anniversary of Lyricist Lounge. Can you believe it's been 20 years?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. And I got a lot of love for them, you know, because I wouldn't be who I am as an artist today if it was not for Anthony Marshall and
okay.
Danny Castro,
mm-hmm.
you know, for bringing me to Knots. And that's how I got that hit record, you know, back in 2000 that got me my record deal. And, you know,
wow.
So, you know, shout to them, man. Word up. You know,
nah, that's
love
great.
Those dudes. Yeah, those
mm-hmm.
my dudes.
Yeah, very humble. Very humble. Yeah,
very humble dude. Very humble dude. We played a couple joints. We played the Camp Low joint, Pitch. Take a Train to Happy Town. That shit is crazy. We played the Busta Rhymes and Raekwon, Baggage
uh-huh.
Handlers. What else? The Red Man, Let's Go. Nas, Daughters.
Yeah, I love that song, again. Daughters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Daughters doing crazy, right?
It's dope. And he has a dope video to go with it, too.
Yeah, the
video. Love Nas. One of my favorite MCs.
Yeah. Nas is definitely, you know, definitely is mentioned in the greats when you start talking greats.
Yep.
All right. What else? What else did we get into before we get into music? Shout out to Maria, man.
Yes.
Vibe
Essentials.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Over here at Six Man Radio, Maria holding it down.
She's the backbone of Six Man Radio. She really
yes,
is.
Yes. And, shout to everybody, man. I don't really do this, but, you know, I want to give a shout to God. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout to God. You know, God.
All right.
Yeah, God's working on me, you know, trying to make your boy a better person, you know. And,
yeah.
you know, I got to give all praises due to him, you know. I will be having an inspirational show coming up soon on Six Man Radio. I have fixed a date. It might be Sunday. You know,
okay.
It's only going to be a half an hour. And, you know, I'm just going to talk, man, talk about God. We can read scriptures. Anybody want to call up and just talk about God and testify.
Spirituality.
And, you know, pray for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pray for somebody that might need it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to say God bless everybody. God bless everybody that's listening, and, you know, for real. We're gonna get into some music.
Okay.
Let me see
what we're gonna play for them.
Let's do some R&B. We ain't really played too much R&B lately. Let's get into some R&B. And let's say Earth, Wind & Fire, you and I. Let's set it off.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, is growing a sexy R&B. It's your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K. Along with my lovely co-host, nigga in the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tonight we have Night Wonder and Aunt Marshall, and hopefully Danny Castro from the world.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So we're going to get into this Earth, Wind, and Fire joint, you and I. I remember this when I was a little nigga. Love
mm-hmm.
it. Heard up. Ready?
Ready? Ready. I'm ready.
Right,
I'm ready.
Let's get into it. Six Man Radio, let's get it.
Sing a happy song, turn the world. I'm playing right now. This is produced by our upcoming guest, Ninth Wonder. You know this joint. You love this joint. You do, don't you? It's Destiny's Child. It's called Is She the Reason? Let's get it. Y'all did not really peep how devastatingly tough that shit was when it dropped. So I'm going to bring it back again so y'all can see how tough this shit is when it dropped. Turn your shit up, man. Let's get it. Destiny Child.
Thank you. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Great Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldiers, survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee. Looking for wifey, thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say to me, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid, king of the town.
How can it be?
And we get it started up one more time.
Number down, it's here in front of me.
I got the number down right here, I'm looking at it. I couldn't believe she would do me like that, B.
Don't understand.
I just don't understand it, dog. Can't understand it.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
I
want to welcome y'all back to the Mental Show. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can be watching a lot of other things. Y'all tuning in us right now. And it feels so beautiful. Performing in blackface tonight is my nigga, Joe Scudder. He's coming up a little bit later on in the show. I just want to thank y'all for just tuning in. It's like this, y'all. Yo, when Tay pull his verses out, promoters pull their purses out. That money for a purchase out, that charge card that they swipe for the worst amount. Cause this is business, not personnel. Thought that I would switch my personnel, like Big Doe and Big Pooh would be the first to bounce. But y'all niggas is boring me, I'm never gonna change up. Please join a sorority, go step your game up. Y'all boys ain't ready for damage, you need extra planning. You in the game, but you all size and got an extra man. And I'm the coach doing your reprimanding. I got a team to run, boy, respect my standards. And when I'm on the mic, y'all should expect the grandest show of lyricism ever. Let them know who your man is.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop,
can't stop, can't stop,
can't
stop, can't stop,
can't
stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop,
can't stop,
can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't
stop, can't
stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't
stop,
can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop,
can't stop.
It's not a big I got a problem with niggas speaking gossip. Talk about what you know, nothing in this nonsense. That's a Bronson, Charlie, take precaution. Get you sold on the block, no, not an auction. Dilly departing, I'm not a D, but I move like they move with a handful of smarts, man. Hear these niggas go rambling, cause they don't know about the business we be handling.
But let them know,
count the hits, keep them scrambling. To the stores, to the shelves, dismantling. And with that joint knife sampling, who would take you on the mic, them bastards, them. And your women, we attracting them. And if you ever wanna know what's happening, we tell them,
oh,
it sounds so good. It's so good. From state to state, the boys making it place. And yeah, we loving it. West Coast say they loving it. The East Coast say they loving it. Southwest, they loving it. It's your
stutter. Yo, I wake up every morning, holding my dick, going through life like I know I'm the shit. Y'all ain't fucking with me, so why try? Why go that route? Why take that street? You can't take that heat. Man, your whole flow weak. We will take that beat, put our own words on it. We will make that speak to the crowds and the masses. And all I ask is, don't settle for the average. Rap cabbage heads. Yeah, you heard what I said. We the best here, cause our worst days be better than your best year. We your worst fears. So get up, get out, get something, man. It's only getting worse here. Joe Scudder, little brother, man, we family. And yo, we here forever, so understand me, it's real.
Don't stop, can't stop,
yes, check the realness.
Can't stop,
if you can feel this. Doing shows and videos, collecting residuals, we loving it. Nice one to say he loving it. Big Pooh say he loving it. J Lee say they loving it. Everybody say they loving it.
Sean Carter was born December 4th. weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim that 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. So through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real skin. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't perfect. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless because my shirt wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm scratching the surface because what's buried under there. With the kids torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, took the hate when I wanted. But I had demons deep inside that were raised to get funny. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports. And a funny story is, at four, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the gang. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now, my gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light skinned girls are loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man, I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash to show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself, by the way I could rap. That came second to me moving this track. Give me a second, I swear, I would say about my rap career. Tonight you 16, niggas, I'm here.
Goodbye. Sean used to be in the...
That nigga right there, nigga. Hope you see that nigga, man.
Jump, motherfucker, supposed to have these. Get at him, dog. What the fuck is on his teeth? Show him all that shit you talked about on your TV. Show him the hammer you backed out on your TV. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch, they called your wife a hoe. Jump, see that nigga go. Storm that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, damn that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker, yo, ain't shot. Motherfuckers supposed to have these, fuck, they in the street, teenagers in the street, pop that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker. I moved back in the hood for good, these niggas ain't crazy, Brownsville forever, baby, same place where my mama raised me, I'm forever holding my throne, imagine if I had a couple million. Y'all niggas are half-ass dumb. They kinda lie in your face and say, word to everything you love. Won't talk that shit. When the real soldiers are real, you got the hip-hop crime unit holding you down. But if you feeling like a chimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is chimp too, go and brush your shoulders off. These niggas ain't crazy, baby. You fucking with soldiers, I will pop your motherfucking head off your shoulders. So what it is?
Homie, you gon' get it, y'all ain't the one.
What it is?
Homie, you gon' get it, y'all ain't the one.
Everybody's a gangster now, busting them same things on wax. Punk bitches gang banging on track, but here's the fact. I smell pollution. I didn't want to yell niggas to try to George Bushman. It ain't nigga that tried, he felt it. Any problems we dealt with, fuck the yapping and rapping back and forth. Ain't y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Get at him, dog. What the fuck is on his teeth? Show him all that shit you talked about on your TV. Show him the hammer you backed out on your DVD. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch, they called your wife a hoe. Yeah, let that nigga go. Storm that motherfucker. Blast that motherfucker. Damn that motherfucker. Get at that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't shot. Motherfuckers supposed to have these. Fuck them in the street. Niggas in the street. Pop that motherfucker. Blast that motherfucker. Blast that motherfucker. Get at that motherfucker.
Yo, I'm a nervous threat. That's why I full service. Tech, rob the game, blind, murder the set. Hey yo, I had to have it heard of a jet. This long wet behind the ears, you didn't hear. We used to murder cassettes. Yep, I heard you. your mixtape. Wasn't impressed. What is this mess? Hollin' about the gun in your back? It's all lies. Most of y'all got small fries. Hell, if I let y'all tell it, y'all all gon' ride. But soon as shit hits the fan, did your man get clipped? That's when niggas hit the stand and get a cat 25 to click in the can. About 80% of y'all niggas snitching, man. Why y'all misleading the public? On some thugs sitting in the club with the same cat spawned in the club with. Now y'all wanna discuss it? I'm disgusted. Here, take this nine and bust it. Fuck you, dumb shit.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Get at him, dog. What the fuck is all this piece? Show them all that shit you talked about on your TV. Show them that hammer, you got that on your DVD. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch, they called your wife a hoe. Just see that nigga go. Storm that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, damn that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't shot. Motherfuckers supposed to have these. Fuck, they in the street, they get in the street. Pop that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker.
Hey, yo, what up, homie?
Oh, shit.
Triple OG. Your Hannibal Lecter waves, that's your band from PD. Your engines attack for days, your crew rolling waves. All in the mix and the blitz, and you ain't never been great.
Let's get around here.
Yeah, whatever you say, ball, your G ain't street. So keep it up under the radar. And stay off of the goddamn screen, looking mean. Like you gon' stop up on the air and sew a nigga in half. You niggas are making me mad with these games. Like you train with Uday and Kusei Hussein. We was raised in the year of the bat. When niggas got it on to turn it up a notch, we had the 38 long. We popped them,
y'all talk them.
We tuck them,
y'all floss them.
Bill will take it directly to your ass if y'all
drop
them. It's usually done in the street, that's where it happened at. Y'all niggas beef on the beat, but where you clapping at?
Hey, y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Get at him, dog. What the fuck is all his piece? Show him all that shit you talked about on your CD. Show him that hammer you got that on your DVD. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch, they called your wife a hoe. Yeah, see that nigga go? Storm that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, damn that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Fuck, they in the street, they niggas in the street. Pop that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on? That had to be M.O.P.
Yo, Night Wonder actually produced that. That's what
oh,
I
oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I
yeah,
love
man.
M.O.P. though, man.
Yeah, M.O.P., yeah, that's them boys, man. Speaking
yeah,
of Night Wonder, y'all.
Track.
Speaking
that's
of
our
him,
special guest tonight.
Yeah, on the telephone. Let me cut the beat off, man. Let me cut
okay,
the beat
okay.
off, because this is serious, man.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is serious. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to welcome one of the greatest producers of all time, in my opinion, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, Night Wonder. What's good, brother?
What's going on? And I would like to say I'm not one of the greatest producers of all time. I am out in the parking lot in Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach, Virginia, standing beside one of the greatest producers of all time who is
not
to some beats outside his car, and his name is Lord Finesse. So I
wow.
am not
wow.
he's
wow.
blowing me away right now and putting me in my place. So thank y'all very much for the compliment.
Yeah. Lord Finesse get busy. He's been getting busy for years. Yeah, man. Yeah.
One of the older guys, man, digging in the crates crew.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all don't know what I'm going through right now. But what's up?
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
Chilling, man.
Wow.
Thank you for calling, man. I know you're busy. You know, we want to chop it up with you about a couple things. You got a lot going on, brother. There's a lot going on. Let everybody know straight off the rip. We went into a couple of the joints that you produced so far. But let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. What made you really want to push forward with this? What was your break? Where did the break come from? And God bless them that gave it to you.
Well, man, I mean, you know, what made me want to be a part of it? You know, we all grew up on hip-hop. We all love it. We all fans of it. But some of us gravitate towards it different ways, whether it be management, whether it be radio, whether it be rappers, whether it be producers. And my thing, I always loved the music side of it and wanted to learn how to make the music. And I really thought I really couldn't be a part of it until I heard A Tribe Called Quest. And I thought that, you know, they spoke to me more than any group. Mm-hmm. And then, as far as a producer standpoint, it was Pete Rock that said, you know what, I want to do what he does. Whatever he does, that's what I want to do. And and it wasn't, that didn't manifest into me until maybe 6 or 7 years later after I heard Mecca and the Soul Brother. And, you know, if you want to call it, you know, when you're an underground artist, a label as an underground producer, which I have for so many years, you know, although I've been on, you know, platinum selling records and I got a Grammy and I work with some of the biggest names, you know, it's kind of you break twice. I broke on an underground level with Little Brother in 2001, 2002. Mm-hmm. And I broke on a, you know, to the point where everybody, like, sitting around in a social setting and you bring somebody's name up, say, yeah, I know that dude. I broke on that
mainstream
level.
Mm-hmm.
The main, right, known as the mainstream. I broke on that level when I produced for Jay-Z on the Black Album. That's when everybody's like, okay, who is this kid and where he comes from? And he makes me some Fruity Loops and all of this stuff. You know what I mean? That's where I really broke on that particular level. So.
And ladies and gentlemen, be clear, the joint you talk about that was on the Jay-Z album is the Threat joint, where homie in the beginning, like, boy, I hurt you, boy, you know, that joint. That joint right there, that's the joint right there, the banger on that album.
That was definitely the banger.
You mentioned Lil Brother. What happened? What happened? Because I was a fan of the group. Did you just want to branch out and do your own thing?
No, it wasn't the fact that me wanting to branch out, because I think with any group, you know, it's very hard for a producer in any group to just produce for that group. You understand what I mean? Like, people fall in love with that sound. I mean, DJ Premier was in Gangstar, but everybody wanted a Premier beat. And same thing with Pete and, you know, everything. I mean, it's just a situation, man. We were young, you know what I mean? And as me and Fonte talk about it all the time, I mean, it's always a situation where it happened like it was supposed to happen. Because if I wouldn't have never, you know, went for, you know, departed from LB or whatever you want to call it, then everything else would have happened. And I'm saying peace to my older guard right here, man. You coming through tonight? Okay, come through, please. So,
Six-Man Radio,
in Virginia tonight, so I'm asking my older brother right here to come through, and he said he's gonna do 15 minutes on the wheels. He probably gonna do it longer than that. He can have half my set. I really don't. You know what I mean? I'm paid already, so it's all.
Did you link with Knox while you were down there yet? Or not?
So say that again. I'm sorry.
Did you link up with Knox while you were down there this time?
I just saw, man. You know, man. I was just talking to Bink and the event that I'm at right now, I was talking to Vink and I was telling him that this is like a producer hub, like all the producers live here. You know what I mean? Hey, get a little rap right quick. So that's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Tonight. So that's what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, this is you know, from Knotts to Pharrell to Teddy Riley to Lex Luger, who's from here, to the Neptunes, to everybody. You know, Danger Hands. This is a Timberland. This is a producer haven in the city. So, you know, but, you know, back on task, you know, with LB, everything happened like it was supposed to happen. I wouldn't have been able to start teaching. I wouldn't have been able to branch out, start teaching at universities.
Mm-hmm.
Fonte wouldn't have really got a chance to really focus on foreign exchange and do the music that he actually loves. You know, hip hop and rappers are sport for him. Soul music and you know, doing the music and really expanding his musical ground and taste, is that's always been Fonte Coleman. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's, you know, and from Pooh's standpoint, he probably would never been able to, like, because it's always been, you know, cats talking about me and Tay. It never got a chance for Pooh to, like, really set out and be like, you know, I want to be forged a name for myself and have a time to really shine for myself and really make some noise as a solo artist. So if we right. all stay together, probably it would have been really impossible for us to do that, you know? So that's what it is.
So speaking of where you were saying how you're teaching now, which I think out of everything that you've done, and you've done some incredible music with all kinds of artists, Mary J. Blige, J. Cole, Destiny's Child, but this, what I'm about to ask you about the Harvard Fellow, where right. there's a document about you called The Wonder Years, and it's following you, and it's about how you are actually, this is the most important part, I feel. You're actually teaching about what hip-hop is about, but you're also doing research, and it's all about all the beats that were sampled and the original music from those beats, and you're putting them in like this library at the Harvard College. I mean, this is Harvard, where everybody thinks of Harvard as law, but
be clear,
you,
people. Harvard.
You are actually, right, actually being part of history and putting samples from The Chronic, Illmatic, and one of
right.
your favorites, Top Talk Quest, into
right.
the library of Harvard.
Wait,
how
hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
Feel?
Hold on. She did not say Howard, ladies and gentlemen.
Not Howard.
Said Harvard. She said,
let's not
be clear, man.
Not Clark.
It could be Howard and it'd be just as important.
It definitely could, but however, you know what
I'm talking about. We're talking about Harvard.
But to be clear, that it's Harvard. Not and you know, it could be in those colleges and it would still be an honor, but the fact that it's Harvard makes it so prestigious. Like, how does that even make you feel that you were asked to do that, to teach? You even taught at Duke University and, of course, your
right.
alma mater, NCCU. So
Central.
How
right.
does that make you feel?
You know, I mean, you're talking to a kid who – you talk to a kid who doesn't even have – I've had college experience, but I don't have a college degree. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're fed so much about when you're in college, you get your degree, this is the only way you can live, this is the only way you're going to be able to do something with your life if
mm-hmm.
you have a college degree. I mean, so many people with college degrees, you know, kids with college degrees, especially this day and time, who can't find a job. Or
right.
I mean, so many people who got their college degrees get into their line of work and they hate it and they want to do something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, just from that standpoint, you know, I started teaching in North Carolina Central first. And then, you know, I left Central and went to Duke. And a lot of people was like, well, why'd you leave a black school to go to the white school? Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to be honest with that, it's, as my dad always would tell me, and I never understood it, you know, they say some people think the white man ice cold and the black man ice, which means, you know, it's not validated until predominantly white schools do it first. And black
right.
schools don't really understand that. You know, you were wanted under black school to do it first, but for some strange reason, the older civil rights generation does not believe that hip-hop or the study of it will help their children. And
right.
I get it. It's kind of hard for a chancellor that's 60 years old, if you say I teach a hip-hop class, only thing he knows is what he sees on BET. And it's
right.
kind of hard to sell him or her that vision. You know what I mean? So
right.
with hip-hop at Harvard, I showed a documentary. I showed the Wonder Year documentary at the Harvard, at the hip-hop archive.
Mm-hmm.
Which was started by Marcy Morgan. She works under Henry Louis Gates, the great Dr. Henry Louis Gates.
Wow.
And so I showed my documentary, and we talked about it. And, you know, I put so much of educational pieces in the documentary. And then when I showed her, we talked afterwards. And Dr. Morgan came to me and said, I want you to apply for the Harvard mm-hmm. Fellowship. And I'm like, what is that? She was like, well, it's a hip-hop fellowship. You'll come stay in Cambridge for a year, and, you know, you'll work and you'll do a research project at the Hip-Hop Archive,
right.
which is in the Du Bois Institute right on campus. And I'm like, okay, so I applied for it, and, you know, the name of my research project is called These Are the Bricks. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to basically go through the 10 hip-hop records that I chose, and I'm going to find every record that's used the sample to make those records, to create the connection between the generation before us and now, and
mm-hmm.
to get everybody to understand what the passion is about why we use samples, to create the bridge. So I applied for it. I was
mm-hmm.
approved, and I hit campus August 27th. So
that's dope, man. That's dope.
I can't even. It's hard to really put in the words. It's hard to really put it in the. You know, I'm getting emails from Harvard and setting up my housing and. I got a desk. I'm gonna have an email, 91@harvard.edu. It's kind of hard to believe that those two worlds can gel together like that.
Right.
And it's the highest institution in the land, arguably in the world, you know?
It's a good time. Congratulations to you for that honor, for having that honor and holding up, you know, hip hop on your shoulders this way. It's an incredible task. And I'm really just like, I'm kind of in awe, I have to say, to have you even on the show and to learn that that's what you're doing. And, you know, now you know, like, that education will come because that's why a lot of people complain how, you know, like, when they hear something, like, let's say the Biggie beat that sampled the Isley Brothers, they don't even understand that was the Isley Brothers. And when they do hear Isley Brothers do it, they'll be like, oh, he's sampling Biggie. I remember hearing that, and I was like, oh, my God. This is where it really begins, and you know that's an incredible thing. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, man. Congrats. And yo, I know you busy out there. You getting ready for the event tonight. But I wanna touch on Jamla Records. And It's a Wonderful World Music Group. That's dope, man. And I wanna definitely salute you for giving the underground, the outlet, because we need more outlets, man. And there's nothing wrong with the mainstream, but I want to drop this on you real quick about the adult contemporary hip-hop movement, and this is why we had you on the show. You know what I'm saying? You represent this, and basically I feel that we grew up, the hip-hop heads, the older heads, we grew up, hip-hop did. Hip-hop's always catering to the youth. It's always been a youth-driven genre. But that doesn't mean when we get older that we should stop liking hip-hop. So I believe that just like how rock and roll is segregated, soft rock, alternative rock, all that light rock, whatever. Yo, man, let's segregate hip-hop too, man. Let's do that so that the little brothers and the big Remos, they're not fighting with the Soulja Boys at the cash registers or for Grammys. Like, we got our own categories. We got our own thing. You know what I mean? So, with Jamla Records, like I said, I want to thank you for that, you know, and tell us a little bit about that. But before, you know, before we let you go, and I gotta ask you also, you know, keep this in your head for after Heat or Celtics. I gotta know. And your top three.
How much time we got to talk, man? Because let me tell you, man. You know we're gonna get the Heat and Celtics in a minute. We're gonna get to that in a few seconds.
Yeah.
But let me do this quick spiel on Jamla Records. Jamla Records is, you know, my baby. You know, I believe that sound and genres travel throughout time. Especially in hip hop, and it moves in different pockets. I mean, it moves, it's represented different ways. We had the native tongues, and after that, we had the raucous movement. Then after that, we had, and now there's something that needs to fill that void. Most, if you look at a timeline, if you look at a family tree, most Tribe Called Quest fans are fans of Kendrick Lamar if they've been listening for that long. You understand what I mean? Because we have a, we're looking for something, a certain type of element in the music. That's what we're looking for. If you bought Midnight Marauders 9 times out of 10, if you're in the know, you bought Section 80. Because we are trying to keep it going, whether it be through a Q-Tip or whether it be through a Kendrick Lamar app. So Jamla Records is that. Like, I wanted something that people could be able to still, attach themselves to, as far as the music is concerned. Now, when it comes, you spoke about the different genres, and you spoke about adult and contemporary hip-hop. And let me get into that for a few, very quickly. I'm going to try to condense it as much as possible. There's a science to it. There's a science to it. There's a reason why Big Crit sounds the way he sounds, because we never thought the hip-hop was going to be around this long. So now we're at the point where we have 22-year-olds that sounded like they're from the early 90s, because their parents turned them on to it.
Right.
That's what happened with Big Crit. Shit, that's what happened with D'Angelo. D'Angelo is a product of the 70s. That's a 20-year split. You know what I mean? So, when, you know, him coming around in 95, 96 was a direct result of his parents who played them songs in the key of life. The same situation with Big Crit. Big Crit, the return of Forever sounds like Outkast Southern Playalistic.
Right.
Because
his
daddy played it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Our people our age don't understand, in our 30s and 40s, we don't understand how old hip hop is. And we try to talk down on the youth because they don't know what Illmatic is. How can you expect them to know? They're only three. So they're only three when it drop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So unless their parents played it for them, you understand what I mean? So, yes, there needs to be a pocket for adult contemporary hip hop. And I think it's coming because, truth be told, the Tom Joyner generation of aged people are getting older.
Right.
So they're
not,
you know what I mean? If you look at the cruise every year, Tom Joyner cruise, you got people, you look up, you see in these, you know, you might see Confunction, but now you turn around, you see SWV and wonder why.
Yeah.
Because they're getting older, and because we're sliding into that spot, and we're all going to be 45, 46, 47. And we're going to have those adult contemporary stations. So when we have those adult contemporary stations, they're going to be playing Electric Relaxation. They're going to be playing What's the 411. They're going to be playing all the early 90s stuff. So, yes, it needs to be an adult contemporary hip-hop. And there's only some places you can go to get adult contemporary hip-hop. And we're the last CD-buying generation. Exactly. We're the last CD-buying generation. A lot of our people our age don't know how to work iTunes very well. So... We like going to the store and buying CDs. So that's what's happening when it comes to adult contemporary hip-hop, and it's definitely a genre. It's definitely something that's very separate. We like our music a certain way, and we don't want to change from that. So, Heat and Celtics. You know, I am a Michael Jordan historian, and I am a Michael Jordan fanatic to the death.
Right.
Okay? And all of this, LeBron is the next Mike, and not doing that. That's not what we're gonna do. And that's not because of hate. It's just the fact that LeBron James has not he hasn't won a ring, can at least win one. I mean, Mike won six. He won three in a row twice. So can we at least win one? Just one time.
Win one.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So but he had a stellar performance the other night. He should do that every night. If he have killer, he needs a killer in him. That look he had the other night, he needed to have that every game. The whole league needs to be afraid of LeBron, but they're not. You know what I mean?
And he needs
to be the champion in the NBA or any NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL. People have to fear you. If they don't fear you, then they're going to beat you every time. That's the truth. So that. So with all that said, I'm going for the Celtics.
All right. Good man. Now,
I'm going for the Celtics. No hate, but I'm going for the Celtics.
But before we let you go, everybody, all our guests, we ask them these quick questions. Your top three MCs, your top three producers of all time, and your top three groups of all time. Dean Gray actually said you was one of our favorite producers. So, you know, throw that in there.
I love her.
Super dope.
Okay, top three MCs. And there's a difference between best and favorite. So I'm not going to choose my personal favorite. I'm going to choose by hip-hop scholarly the best.
Okay.
All around, like in all categories. You remember, fellas, you know how you bought the Transformers? We little, they have strength, speed, firepower, rank, all that was on the back. Like the level. That's how I judge MCs. I figure that back of that Transformer package. So, okay, top three MCs. For me, I'm going to have to go with, for me, is Jay-Z number three for me. Number two, I'm going to have to say the Notorious B.I.G., okay? And number one, and the reason why I say this guy is because he totally changed the face and the rhyme style of everyone post-1986. Will be the God Allah Rakim. Okay? So he's my top because he took everybody from rapping like Houdini. Just multi-rhythmic, multiple syllables. It's all of that rhyme, trick rhyme, and all of that. Rakim is the father of that.
He's the father of Cadence.
He's the father of Cadence. So he's it. So that's my top three MCs. Top three producers. I never and there's a difference between producer and beat maker. A lot of people don't know the difference. So right. So my top three producers. Number three, I'm going to say, which is not one person, it's actually a team, and I'm going to go with Organized Noise. Because Southern Playlistic, ATL is Equipment Out of Stankonia. You can't beat them run. It's hard to beat that run.
Nope.
It's hard. It's hard to beat Equipment Out by his damn self. It's hard to beat that run. Okay? So that's number three. Number two, I never separate these two because they are my Yoda and Obi-Wan, and then DJ Premier and Pete Rock. So I can't separate the two. Yes, people want me to, but I can't do it. It's all insane. DJ Premier is Pete Rock. That's my number.
They're twins, man.
And number
twins. That's
all. They're right, exactly. Twin souls. And number one, my number one greatest producer of all time, is the person that was responsible for 50 Cent and Eminem and Snoop, and that's Dr. Dre.
Oh,
You
can't even. Chronic changed the sound of hip hop going from 8-bit to 16-bit.
He's the Quincy Jones.
Yes, of our time. Dr. Dre, you know, whatever. That's it. He's the man. That's it. Top three groups. Boy, that's tough. let's see. Top three groups. We're gonna go number three. I'm gonna go ahead and say, because of their worldwide influence, because they made cats go, they made dumb cats in college go and learn universal mathematics, will be Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan just made niggas want to read. I'm sorry. They really made niggas really want to read books, like really, right. And they just introduced a whole different culture to hip-hop, and that was Kung Fu and Kung Fu movies and all of that. Number two, I'm going to have to go with Outkast. Because they came in the game with a time when East Coast was really rocking, and they changed the game tremendously. And I think their niche is being different every time. So that is, I would say, Outkast. And number one, all-time favorite group, I don't care what nobody say to me, they can say what they want to, is A Tribe Called Quest. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you on that either.
A Tribe Called Quest. The Tribe Called Quest is responsible for Drake, Kanye, Little Brother, Slum Village, Raucous Records, Common, and Outkast. And Bush Baby, and
Drake.
Everybody that has a warm sound to their music, and the Neptunes, they created feeling in hip hop.
Slum Village.
A Tribe Called Quest.
For sure. You're absolutely right, brother. Absolutely right. Nice, man. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show on Six Man Radio.
It's been an honor.
Word up, adult contemporary hip hop. You always got a home here, man. Any music, you know we're going to throw it on. We support the movement. Jamla Records, you already know.
Right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, y'all.
All right, thank you.
Word up, man. Yo, shout out to Night Wonder, man. Yo, Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Night Wonder on the live with us. We about to let him go.
Peace,
we're gonna get to world peace, my dude. Appreciate it.
All right. And we're gonna look out for your film as well. You know, definitely looking forward to that. So have a blessed night.
Yes, sir. Word up. We're gonna get into a little more music, man. Aunt Marshall and Danny Castro from Lyricist Lounge should be calling up real soon.
Where we
gonna go, Nay? I feel that take a train to Happy Town. It's only a minute and 41 seconds. I'm gonna throw that shit on.
All right,
again.
Throw that on.
Just because we can, man. Word up, Six Man Radio. Let's get it.
Take a train to Happy Town.
Black shampoo, need more shampoo to pour. Before the warlords are battling Charlene, for slinging figures, figure. Wood dig the pigeon toe wall, got mud pigs behind me.
Bad 200, the horse face hood. Never hit the wall, hit the alpha gun.
Truck turner, Eiffel Tower with solar burners. The burglar for better to really make you a learner. With a low bin and a whole fucking cracked out soul. We serving up the boogie gumbo from the back side of that rack with zombies. We left that. I'm on the deep train headed to Kingsbridge where kings live. Bury the crowns in the crooked out soil. We loyal to the renegades, pulling out that semi stage.
Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Town, or Chattanooga Shoe, boy in the vomit down. BDP, now welcome to the lower body. Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Town, or Chattanooga Shoe, boy in the vomit down. BDP, now welcome to the lower body.
So I can tell you I'm immune to them romper room tunes. You little hip-hop raccoon, I'm not Scarface, but I want more beef. Before you rap, you was a downtown car thief working in a parking lot. A brother with a perm deserves to get burned. So tell me how you like your cold cream, on a cone, in a bowl, or in a wet dream. With your TV on channel fuzz, Uncle L got so much damage he does. Here's $5, catch a taxi cab, take your rounds around the corner to the rap rehab. Keep on
to the break of dawn. To the break of dawn.
Keep on
to the break of dawn.
Just wanna plug it up a little bit. My man Big Rock is up in the crib, you know what I'm saying?
To the break of dawn.
Over here at Baltimore House, just cooling out. My man Class in the house. Sipping on this bottle of James, premium peach flavor, one cooler. Lounging back.
To the break of dawn.
Keep on.
Yeah, y'all, it is. This is Six Man Radio. This is
yeah.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. That oh so grown and sexy R&B.
Yeah,
it's your boy Bad Z. Yeah, man, it's your boy Bad Z, aka Nicholas K. We're along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle, aka Pies. What up, man?
What's going on? We just had the fabulous Ninth Wonder. That was an awesome interview. Thank you to him. You know,
yeah,
I hope
man.
You guys were listening to that because that was just really great.
He's really dope, man. Like, I didn't even know. I didn't know half of the stuff, you know, about him. Oh, that's one of those dudes you just know he's dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't really know all that going on with him. You know.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. You got to keep a lookout for him. And then he's got the film that I think is like two documentaries even about this whole journey with him and Harvard. So, so shout out to that. But what's going on? We might about to have somebody coming up right now. Who's
that? Yeah. Right now on the line. Wait, hold on. You know I got to cut the music off too, man.
Mm-hmm,
I got to cut the music off because, oh, man, hip-hop. To my younger listeners out there, and even to the older listeners who might not know, man, Lyricist Lounge was a very integral part of hip hop, and not just the New York City underground hip hop scene. They had their hands in a lot of stuff when it came to you know where as far as hip hop is concerned. So on that note, one of the founders of Lyricist Lounge, they just had the anniversary. One of the founders
years.
Is on the phone right now. His name is Ant Marshall. Ant, what's good, bro? What's good?
Everything is beautiful. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hi,
good,
man. How you doing? Good. Welcome to Six Man Radio.
Nice.
Up,
thank you very much. You know, I'm a big fan of Bad Seeds. I'm all day, always been. You know what I mean? But I'm talking to y'all live, just so y'all know where I'm at. I'm talking to y'all live from Fulton Avenue and Marcy Avenue. There's a free show with Mos Def right now in the Brooklyn Philharmonic. I just stepped outside to the side just to take the call and make this happen. But basically, I got Brooklyn in the background and Mos Def in the backdrop. So let's do
appreciate
it.
That. Yo, holla at Mos for me. Tell him I said what up, man. Tell him I want to get him on the show, too, man. Shout out to Mos, our family. Word up. Before we even get into everything, man, because I know your time is short. You know, you're not going there and do anything. But I want to tell everybody real quick. Yo, man, I owe who I am as an MC to you and Danny, and I'm going to tell you why. All right? When we was on tour, I went on tour with the Lyricist Lounge years ago. What was it, like 99? It was like 99.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
And bro, I had this beat tape of Not Beats, right? I used to play this shit all the time on the tour bus. Ant Marshall and Danny Castro took me to VA to go meet Not, and then I ended up getting that record, that All record, which ended up getting the record deal. So, yo, thank you, bro. Thank you. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It started somewhere, and it started with y'all. And I thank you, man.
That's what's up, man. Well, you know, that's always been our job. You know, when we started Lyricist Lounge 20 years ago, we were about 17, and you know, we had this vision to really, you know, be a nonprofit, really, to like help artists get out there. You know, so it was never about the money. It was never about all this industry shit. It was really just about, you know, us being young and trying to help the people around us. So, you know, what we did for you, we've done for plenty of folks, and we won't stop. And we really, we don't do it with expectations, you know what I'm saying? We do it for the love. And when you do it that way, just like y'all doing this radio show, that's when you really benefit, you know, from what you put out there. So, you know, so it's all good, man. You know, anything to help you and everybody else that's trying to make it happen.
And you just celebrated 20-year anniversary of Lyricist Lounge. You had a big show at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City, and it was Black Thought was hosted by Black Thought, but of course there were a bevy of hip hop legends and artists and new school as well up on that
good
stage.
Word.
I mean,
good word, bevy. I like that.
A bevy. That's right. It was like that's just how much it was. But how does it feel to say that it's been 20 years and you're still doing it and you're still giving concerts, and you also have coming up on the 23rd with Ghostface and, you know, a bunch of artists there too. So how does that feel for you to say it's been 20 years?
It's a great exhale, you know, after doing all this work for so long. You know, I mean, I was talking, me and Danny were talking, you know, my partner Danny was like, you know, when you look around, there's not a lot of people that can say they hit 20 years doing the same thing. You know what I mean? It's like right now we're wearing like this dope fucking 20-year logo on our sleeve, you know, like for all those low heads, all those polo wearing heads out there, like it feels like we really have like this really great cookie on the side of our sleeve, you know, some real stripes, you know, that can never really be taken. So, like, for all those out there that, you know, whatever perspectives you have about the lounge, whether you feel with some backpack shit or, you know, with some underground shit or whatever it was consistent. And what it is something that is a hip-hop institution in the game. And we're really just getting started, you know what I mean? Like, the future's looking real good right now. You know, we're adults. You know, we're not doing it as kids now. You know, we understand the business. I just got off of executive producing Master of the Mix, the Smirnoff TV show on BET.
On
BET, you know,
yeah.
So
congratulations.
I'm involved, you know. Yeah, thank you, man. It's great.
You know, and there was something else you were involved in. Weren't you involved, like you were creative director at Current TV, the Al Gore project?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I was an executive, what the hell was it? Yeah, was a creative executive there at the network, you know, where I helped to bring in producers, you know, filmmakers to create television. So I helped to launch the network, started there when it was like, you know, 12 people. A year later, it was 300 people, and, you know, so on the road with Al Gore doing a bunch of stuff. And, you know, it really just kind of changed my life when, you know, being at the head of social media, all this stuff that's going on in the web. You know, I was in San Francisco there with the folks that were making it happen. And, you know, so now I'm back in New York, as you can hear from the sirens in the background.
Oh, exactly.
And, you know,
and in Brooklyn.
Now, y'all. Yeah, we are definitely in Brooklyn. You know, so with all that going on, I'm now in Brooklyn, and I have a lot more to take to the next level. I'll put you on mute for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, Ed, man, moving forward. What's the Lyricist Lounge got going on moving forward? Because, you know, I know y'all got to have something up your sleeve. You're not going to let 20 years go by, then let another 10 go by and 20 without, you know, doing something. Y'all talk about maybe doing a label or coming out to help the artist, up and coming artist, and maybe revamp the whole situation and bring it back. What's up with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we never really went anywhere to really bring it back. You know, like, we really have been consistent still with everything we've been doing, but the future right now has to do with us opening an actual Lyricist Lounge venue, you know, so a nightclub here in New York, in LA, in Atlanta, you know, kind of being the house of hip-hop similar to the house of blues, you know. So we're now talking to several artists that we helped from the beginning that are now millionaires, and really talking to them about getting involved and becoming investors in this, so we can really have a staple in this hip-hop thing. Because, you know, I mean, when you look around, you know, a lot of us are really just used as talent, you know, so that's why even talking to you, Seed, I was happy to see you doing this radio show, you know, along with your partner here, because, you know, that's what's needed, you know what I mean? It can't just be us on the mic rhyming all the time. Sometimes we got to be in different positions of power. So the nightclubs are coming. We are kind of not really a record label, you know, it's going to be more of a web-based company, so that we can do digital downloads. You know, we look to be, you know, the hip-hop iTunes of this shit and make, you know, all sorts of, you know, material available. Stuff that iTunes doesn't even know exists out there, you know?
Right.
So, you know, we really have an ear to the streets, you know, that not many people have. So that's kind of the focus there. And then just continuing doing shows and concerts and everything else we've been doing, man.
Man.
Definitely television as well.
And it definitely sounds like Brooklyn in the background.
Yo, so, before you was gonna ask for something next?
We're gonna Caesar's gonna ask you a couple of things, and right after that we're gonna just talk about what Lyricist Lounge has coming up in New York this summer.
We
have shows, so let's do it.
All right. Well, you know, the questions I'm going to ask, these are clothing joints. So we might as well get into the, you know. What's up with the Lyricist Lounge show? You got those coming up?
This year, this kind of year marks, as we just talked about, our 20th year anniversary. And, you know, we put together a number of events here in New York and soon to be in L.A. and in San Francisco to kind of mark, you know, the celebration. So our first kickoff event was at LPR, you know, hosted by Black Thought, you know, pop-up performances by Mos Def, Foul Munch. You know, we had just a gang of people in the building, Homeboy Sandman, Bush Babies, you know, just Prodigy popped up from Mobb Deep. And, you know, it was just great. Kid Capri was on the wheels, just kind of livening it up. And it was awesome. But more than just what was on stage, it was who was in the audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really felt like a serious reunion. You know what I mean? And it was like, it was a time capsule, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody really felt like they just traveled back to the 90s. So it was great. So we're continuing that motion. June 20th, we got a show with Brand Nubian and a group called Game Rebellion. This is going to be in Red Hook Park. And then June 23rd, we got the big event, the annual Celebrate Brooklyn event that we do. Last year, we had Raekwon with 15,000 people. This year, we got Ghostface headlining, along with a few other special people, Camp Low. We got your man, Little Astro, from the damn... What show is that from?
X Factor. That's my nigga, man.
X Factor. We got, you know, we got him there to represent Brooklyn and all the young kids. And, you know, Camp Low, we've never really done anything with them, so it was great to kind of bring them back out. So it's going to be a great show with more pop-ups and, you know, more live shit. And then just to close it out, August 22nd, we have scheduled a DJ Premier versus Pete Rock kind of live, just DJ kind of extravaganza where it's just going to be us really out there just hanging out with the family. And just enjoying this life, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what it's really about, you know.
Where's this
going to
be at?
This is going to be in East River Park. East River Park, August 22nd.
That's going to be retarded.
It's like a big cookout.
Wow, good Lord.
All right, hey, man. All the guests that we have on our show before we let them leave, you know, it's sort of like coming in the house and not taking your shoes off. You know, we gotta let you leave on the right note. Your top three MCs of all time, top three producers of all time, and top three groups in hip hop.
Top three MCs of all time. You know, I slept with the dude Slick Rick pitching there in my bed as a kid.
Yeah,
and I just felt like the dude's storytelling and just where he took us mentally was just out of this world. So I got to say Slick Rick at the top for me. After that, Big Daddy Kane, for sure, you know, put a big Brooklyn battery in my back and, you know, just made me proud to rep that wherever I was. You know, really just, you know, brought Brooklyn swag to the world, you know what I mean, that a lot of folks are following now. As a third, I'm a, you know, fellow Virgo, just like my boy Nas, and he's definitely one of the greatest lyricists of this time. So I would have to go with those three for right now, even though that could change a little bit tomorrow for the But Nas definitely holds down that third spot really well. Top three producers, I would say. Top three producers,
I'm going to go with Salaam Remy. Those of you listening, if you don't know who Salaam Remy is, it's time to start Googling, start really researching who he is. Most of you know him recently, all his shit with Nas. But, you know, Amy Winehouse, and he's just a complete beast. Started with him 21 years ago with the group Jiggy, you know, doing Toss It Up and a bunch of other things. So he's a favorite. You know, I'm also Dilla, you know, Dilla, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like Dilla put
heart
and spirit into this whole thing. And, you know, if you're doing music right now and don't know about Dilla, it's a shame. So do your homework. On the third level, you know, I'm really that's a tough one on the third one, man. I may have to leave that open for a second because there's still like a lot of there's still a lot out there that I was, you know, I know y'all had y'all just had Ninth Wonder on the show. You know, I'm definitely a big Ninth. I mean, that third slot honestly is filled with a lot of folks. Like the third slot is filled with every producer that changed the game and made motherfuckers really want to do this shit for real. You know, that third slot goes out to all of them. So. Yeah, that's on my third. And then what was your other question?
It was groups.
Groups.
Top three groups.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to ask the hard questions.
Groups.
Leaders of the new school. Hands down. Hands down. As you know, me as being a young kid growing up and really seeing what they brought together, that was like all fun, all love, and just incredible. De La Soul, you know, another group. You know, I just was with Prince Paul doing this thing with Scion. I do a bunch of, you know, side projects with Scion, and they had me interview him. And, you know, what Prince Paul did for that 3 foot, you know, Feet High and Rising album is just really amazing. You know, they were like kids in high school. You know, he's like a senior in high school coming up with that album. And that, you know, is just completely amazing and really helped to shape the group and put the group together. So what they have been able to do over a long time has been incredible. You know, Tribe Called Quest, you know, still a big fan, huge fan. That changed the game, changed the world. So, you know, I'm going to have to go with those three, which are all pretty much in the same damn family.
Yeah.
It's like one big group.
They're cousins, bro.
Yeah,
man. So, Ant-Man, thank you, bro. Thank you for calling
in.
You already know,
problem.
Man, it's all love. You family, yo, and you got a home here, Adult Contemporary Hip Hop. You already know
Thank
we had
you,
this
man.
Conversation about that before, about the Adult Contemporary Hip Hop thing. So you already
Absolutely.
Know the vision on it. So, you know. So,
I'd love to come do a set, you know, I send you guys a set of some music or
something. I love it, man. We'll definitely talk behind the scenes. Send my love to Danny. Send my love to the family. And, yo,
Absolutely.
Man, when you see Most, man, put your arm around Most and pull your shot. Be like, yo, man, his seed up, man. He's been looking for you, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming out
last...
to the park on the 23rd. Check that Ghost
Come on out. Definitely come on. It's going to be a ball. You know, I mean, and one of the last things I wanted to say, I know what we just talked about, majority of our conversation has been around the music, around the, you know, just the culture and hip-hop in general, but you know, the one thing that, you know, we also stand for with Lyricist Lounge is being entrepreneurs at a very young age. You know, it's very important for all of y'all that are out there to know that, you know, you don't really need a record label to do any of this that you want to do.
That's
what you need is a business plan, and you need a team, and you need responsible, you know, people around you that will hold you accountable. And if you've never heard holding people you accountable, it's when your people check you when you're on your bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you say you're going to do something and you don't, if your friends around you just ignore it like it's all good, change your circle. You need people to check you on
Let
the things
know.
You say you're going to do because
it's
the only way shit happens. So
that's
my closing. You know, love y'all to death. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Thank you.
Ant-Man, thank you, bro. Word up.
You're welcome, brother. Anytime, man.
Yeah,
man. I get to go back to the Mos Def show.
Yeah, man. All right, bro.
Stand up. All right,
yes,
cool.
Sir.
Have a good night.
All right. No doubt. Peace.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michette.
That would be me.
Yeah, this is a dope show, man. It's a dope show. We already got 10 minutes left.
Two incredible guests. I mean, back to back. I feel so blessed to have them on this show. I don't even know what else to say, but C, Six Man Radio. We're doing it on this Saturday night. And it's it's the end of the show. I'm getting ready to watch the fight. But are you going to watch the fight?
Yeah, man. In the game and, you know, flip back and forth, all that, you already know. But we didn't touch on something real quick. And, you know, I want to touch on it before we get out of here. First, before we go, next week, we're going to have Paul Anthony and Bowlegged Lou from Full Force.
That's right.
On the show. You know, Full Force, man, yo, love them, man.
Excited about that.
I can't even say too much more about them. But the thing we didn't touch on was the 20th anniversary of P-Rock Sale Smooth album, Mecca and the Soul Brother, which is one of the albums that changed my life, and I'm pretty sure you as well, Nate.
Definitely.
You know, so when we get up out of here, we're gonna get up out of here with some music, and we're going to play a joint from that album just to, you know, just to pay homage to that album, Mecca and the Soul Brother by P-Rock and CL Smooth.
Definitely.
The joint we're going to play is called Straighten It Out. It's one of my favorites. And, you know, we up out of here, man. See you next week.
Yeah, definitely. Tune in. Full Force.
Full Force
next
Marshall.
Week. Marshall. Shout out to him, 20th anniversary, Dan Castro. Check for them.
Serious.
That East River joint is going to be sick. I hope you could come down to the city for that one, because, you can't miss that one. Can't miss
all them shits. Like, it was mad shit coming on that Saturday crazy. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on. You got to come at least for a couple of, it's New York. See, this is your hometown.
Well, you already know, man. Light calls. So, you know, things aren't priority right now, life calls. But, you know, you already know, man. We're going to get get up out of here. P-Rock CL Smooth, Straighten It Out. Y'all, see y'all next week. Six Man Radio. That's it. What else you listening to? If you listening to something else, you're probably playing yourself. All right? Let's get it.
Put the needle to the grind, representing one kind, seeing eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on, there's a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you want to purchase. A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. P-Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do. High rate. Every time we sample all the pastime great, stick it in the SP-1200P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, written by the CL, produced by the PR, and any credit that you heard thus far. A start from scratch cause the bass line's critical, better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G. Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true.
Modern girl, now I say girls.
I knew you was double, but I disregarded detour signs and did not stop till you was mine. I guess God was like, alright, fine. Careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it in heat. Try to give it back and be like, nah, that's yours to keep. So poetic, baby girl, you make it hard to speak. My dream lover make it hard to sleep.
I wrote a little song about it.
Then she came with the same type game to hear you
front that shoes, brand new Gucci frame. Big things, I think you can't hardly explain. And she won't watch the lane, she make my journey insane. And she know on the island, spotted her, come on, monitor. Hands so fresh, she think police try, fella, watch it, la la la. Expert in the bed, work, corridor. Man, see her touch is a man, you feel sorry for. Hustle us, bubble us, juggle us, suffer us. All wanna know what her name and phone number was. It's spinning up the money like, cuss them up, it touch her up. Fuck it, don't they turn it up. Hex them up, the money up, some boy, I'll be turn it up. Yeah, I'm trying to ride with a diamond like yo. Looking pretty in the club, plus you love Mosu.
Ass by the stack, by the rest man. Hair rap, Roman style, chunky, that's how I like my back. You were rose in the hood, smoked out of 89. We had it back, you had a baby by Vine, but that's irrelevant. Bygones is bygones, Calgon is Calgon. Love it when you jump and go songs. Stepping out of BBQs. Remember when we licked the cream out of Susie Q's? Spaghetti jewels, the big word on the street. You like Millie Jackson in the new Max lick. Carrying heat, but say Oprah with a makeover. Billie Jean slash Dairy Queen. Fantasy is 10, I eat you on a swing. See it
written all over my bag.
Daily News, big bold letters, front page. Stock Tower Tate.
Cold. Do a hand tie, make a backside pop out.
What's yo?
If you don't have the VIP lock out, then big dollars and talk about it. Turn around and walk
about
out. Exotic fabrics, beast elaborate, thick as midday traffic. Running game like the Mavericks, making time seem elastic when we stretch out and smash it. To vanish like a phantom up and wreck my understanding. Like,
yeah. What? What?
Special, special dedication to all the fine ass ghetto troublemakers out of the world.
Before I get the watch, I get the big lock. Before I step foot in the V, I get the stash box. No matter the occasion, I'm bringing my heat. Take my kids to Sesame Place, I'm bringing my heat. Sure, you never know, it might pop off. Better safe than sorry, niggas could never rob me or reach their hand toward me in any type fashion. Fuck what you heard today, my shit blasting. We hit in the club, I get my contraband in. You fucking with us, you rather suck mad dick. Before I squeeze, I aim for your hat then. Without hesitation, turn your shit backwards. Soon as I purchase my kick, I put the gem stars in. So if they lock me up, my razor make bad hits. Before I die, the world gon' hear me and make me rich. My kids will be filthy. I already put my gun on, I'm ready for the day. Try and hit you before you hit me. See, here, good nigga, don't cross me. Four, balance my hatred and love more. E, try to stay alive, only live once. Six, never let fear control me, done. G, make the money, money never made me. Eight, live by four, yo, and shit to be straight. Nigga, I don't.
Six Man Radio.